Was Brother Hadley speaking here? Twice we read, submit you, resist the devil, and he would flee from you. But in our own strength, as we've been hearing all along, we cannot resist him. He would just devour us. But in both cases, it calls upon God. In James 3, submit yourselves unto God, resist the devil, and he would flee from you. And in 1 Peter 5, resist the devil, and he would flee from you, being steadfast in the faith. And faith calls upon God. So, in our own strength, we cannot resist the devil, but we are called to resist him by the power of God. And here he says, the battle is not yours, the battle is the Lord's. And I'd like to read a verse in Zechariah and chapter... I have to find it. No, it says in the day of his fight. So, I'm sorry. As he fought in the day of his fight. Yeah, Zechariah in chapter 14. And verse 3, in a coming day, then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations as when he fought in the day of his battle. And I think one of the days of his battle is here, in the days of Jehoshaphat. Another day of his battle is... In the days of Joshua, in Joshua chapter 10, it says in Joshua 10, in the verse 13, when Joshua said to the sun to stop, he stopped the sun from moving, and the sun stood still, in Joshua 10, verse 13, and the sun stood still, and the moon stayed, until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Jasher? So the sun stood still in the midst of the heaven and hasted not to go down about the whole day. And there was no day like that before it or after it that the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel. And I think another time is when Israel, the children of Israel, when they crossed the sea and Pharaoh drowned, and the song was, the Lord is a man of war. He fought for the enemies of his people. And the day is coming. You know, it's a fearful day, in the day of the Lord, when he is going to come down. The same chapter of Zechariah 14, when he's going to come down in response to the pleading and the crying of the coming of the remnant. You know, we read about Jehoshaphat, how he humbled himself. And in a coming day, those remnant are going to cry in despair for him to deliver them. And many of the Psalms speak of this, Psalm 44. We are led as a lamb to the, as sheep to the slaughter. For thy sake we are killed all the day long. Arise, O Lord. And then the Lord is going to come down and deliver them. Himself is going to come down. That will be also the day of his war. But here, we ask the question, was it necessary for those three nations to come against Jehoshaphat? Was it necessary in his life? And I think the Lord allows trials and turbulence and temptations to strengthen our faith. He actually commanded the disciples to go in the troubled sea, or in the sea where the trouble was going to come. It says that he compelled them to go in the ship. And then the sea was troubled. It taught them a great lesson at the end, that even the wind and the sea obey him. It teaches us to trust in him. And this trial that Jehoshaphat went through, it taught him to cleave unto the Lord and to see his power. There's nothing like this. The two nations, the three nations, two went against one and destroyed it. And then the two nations helped to finish one another. And when they went out, it was only to gather the spoil. The Lord proved him truly that the war and the fight is his. Only when we trust in him, when we cast upon him. Brother Jake mentioned the case of Solomon when he built the temple. And the answer of the Lord was this: if my people that are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and forsake their sins, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and heal their land. And I think we wouldn't take it for granted that any time we ask, but we have to have these things: to humble ourselves and pray, forsake sins, and he would give us the victory at the end.